Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tomorrow on this show, Pats linebacker Jelani Tavai, a Patriots Friday on a Wednesday because of the Thursday night game. He will join us at 7:30. And then on Thursday, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, at 6:45. But today it is a Tie Tuesday, and our guy Ty Law is brought to you by Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of Pro Football Hall of Famer Ty Law, and by 110 Grill. Gluten-free dining done right. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging, man. I'm on daddy duty this morning, man. We got to do a little parents-teachers thing. Oh. So I couldn't make it into the office today. Yeah.
Okay. Do you find that the teachers know who you are, or do they immediately start talking football at the parent teacher conference?
You know what? We start off with the kids, but yeah. We always get a football question. But I mean that's expected, and I'm okay with that. It's funny that I still get a lot of Tom Brady questions too. I mean, how was Tom? You know, this that. I'm like, everybody want to know how Tom is, so it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Well, you look at this loss on Sunday, a couple days later, and we talked a lot about it yesterday, but it is a game that you kind of let get away from you, and a game that you could have and should have won. When you look at where this team is with Jacoby Brissett, you're starting to lean toward why not get Drake May in there?
No, not yet. It's give him some time. I think Jacoby is playing well enough right now. He's leading the team. Of course, you know, everyone can get better. It's still early. But, I mean, he has to wait his turn. And they brought Jacoby in for a reason that he's not stinking up the joint. I wouldn't say that. So you leave him in there right now.
Ty, when you look
at in my opinion,
right, when you start to kind of figure this out, I don't know if you've ever dealt with it before as a player, but when you look at the defense and you start to carry a football team, when does frustration set in towards the offense where you go, man, we're doing everything in our power, help us out? When do you, as like a defensive player, if you ever been in that position, like when does that frustration set in, or does it ever set in?
I mean, it sets in because, I mean, if you're out there on the field a lot, but no, let's not get frustrated with the offense. We gonna talk about the defense today. I mean, you can't give up 10 receptions, 129 yards to DK Metcalf, and then I don't even know how to say his name, Smith, whatever, 12 receptions for 117 yards. Yeah. That's unacceptable from a secondary standpoint, so I'm more about that. You got to get off the field on third down. You can't give up 22 catches for 250 yards in a passing game. You made Geno Smith look like Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Now you're going up against Aaron Rodgers. Oh, they better figure the hell out. That's defense. I'm not blaming it on the offense. Offense was moving the ball. They did what they can for what they're working with. They got Hunter Henry up there looking like Gronk, looking like baby Gronk out there. I like what the offense is doing because they're running the ball well. You know, I mean, in the passing game, he's taking what the defense gives him. So I think they're doing a serviceable job considering what the talent they're working with. Defensively, that's got to be the strength right now. And you can't give up that type of – you can't give up that in the passing game, will you? You know that. Come on, man.
But, Ty, now you're facing a Jets team without Juwan Bentley. You might have lost him for the year. So how much does that take a hit for the defense?
It's going to be a major hit, so who's going to step up? You're playing against Aaron Rodgers, and they got a two-headed monster over there in New York in the running game with Breece Hall and Allen. Now Aaron Rodgers, he's looking like he's pinpointing, and some of the passes I've seen him do, oh, they're going to have to step their game up this week. You know, you're going to have to put this one behind you, but this is a game that you let get away. I had them to win, and they blew it.
Ty, but if you look, is the defensively – I know they let DK Metcalf, they blew coverage, but if you look at what Christian Gonzalez has been able to do, I think when he was on DK Metcalf, DK Metcalf only had maybe one or two catches. He kind of was able to limit him. So is it more about the defense that you say, well, if we got a guy like Gonzalez, let's put him on the opponent's best player and just keep him on him the all game and play man-to-man?
Hold on. Wiggy, how in the hell, who figured that one out? When Christian Gonzalez was on him, he only had one or two catches. I'd like to see that stat because when somebody end up with 10 for 129 and you have somebody there that he can't catch the ball on, hey, that's a coach's fault right there as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? You gotta put your best guy. You got to put your best guy out there, you know, on him if he's like that. But this is also another guy that had 12 catches. So, as far as the secondary standpoint, no one wins. No one stands out and say, oh, he had a good game on him and all that because you had two players catch 22 passes. So, no, Christian Gonzalez, don't nobody get no damn credit when you let a receiver, any receiver, go out there and beat you like that. They beat him like a drum.
Ty, Matt Light was on this show a couple weeks ago talking about injuries the first few weeks of the season and tying it into the way training camp happens now, the way preseason happens now. And you look at whether it's Cooper Kupp or Debo or any of these injuries that happened this past week. Do you agree with Matt Light on that?
Injuries are part of the game. Injuries happen. So it's always next man up. So when for us, you know, Wiggy, we always had injuries. Somebody come in, come out, come in and do your job. So I don't let the injuries be an excuse. Yes, if it's a long-term thing, could it hurt you long-term, especially if it's a key guy? But the injury excuses the NFL, man, everyone's supposed to be good.
But Matt,
you know what I mean? So
Matt was basically saying that the league needs to go back to guys actually hitting each other in training camp.
You know what? You can look at it both ways. Like, as a player, you like it because you get to play longer and you get to make more money, all that good stuff. But when it comes to the game and staying out there, you have to get hit. So it's that catch 22. At the end of the day, it's a business. So from, you know, a coaches and an ownership standpoint, you know, they want to keep the players on as long as they can. But when that real live action comes, if you're not used to falling and you're not used to getting hit, that can be a problem. I mean, I don't know when the last time a guy like Aaron Rodgers even played, even when he was with Green Bay, when he even played in the preseason. You know what I mean? So it's like that's the risk that you take. But at the same time, you invested a lot of money in these players, and it's a lot more money even in the positional players. So they're trying to protect their investment. So I can look at it from both ends. But when you perform out there on the field and you get hurt, that's the chance that the owners and coaches are willing to take. But I see what they're trying to do is protect their investments, because it's a lot of money invested in these individuals.
Ty, I just watched this.
And speaking of Matt Light,
yeah.
Wiggy, I got to ask this. Wiggy, you going to Matt? I'm going to Matt Light's thing today, since you brought up Matt. So after we do the whole daddy thing, I'm going to go over there and go shoot some guns with Matt Light. Anybody going over there?
I don't know yet. I was thinking about it, but I guess it depends on what I got after this.
I got to say this for everybody.
I got to text the wife, is there anything to do? And then if there's nothing to do, I'll go over there. But if there's something to do.
Damn. Hey, see, hey, Greg, we little dude. Look, I know happy wife, happy life. You got to check in and go to your teammate stuff.
Well, you got to check in sure everything's good.
Yeah.
You should have had that. We already knew about Matt Light's thing. And I got to say this about Matt Light. Matt Light is one of the coolest guys out there, because he's the only white guy I know that can get some brothers to go to the woods with other people with guns that hunt for a living, because we don't do that. You know what I mean? So I was like, hey, Matt Light is bringing the brothers together to go to the woods with other white guys with guns, and we're going to have a good time. I said, so Matt is my guy. So I'm going to go there, but I'm just letting everybody know that I'm with Matt Light. Yeah. I'm going to Matt Light's days. If y'all don't see me tomorrow, I'm with Matt.
It's a great event. It is the Matt Light Celebrity Shootout is a great event. Curtis, you had a question, I think.
Oh, it's awesome. But we had a great time, and I'm gonna be in a competition. And if you win, you get a nice handgun that they're gifting you. You know what I mean? So I mean, it's supposed to be a pretty badass gun. Even though I'm not a gun guy, but for the sake of competition, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. I'm just putting it out there right now.
Nice to have if you run into the coyotes on your early morning walks again.
Absolutely. Hey, did you shoot, Greg, Curtis? Anybody shoot over there?
No, I am afraid of guns. I'm just happy now that I know that's the prize that Wiggy is not going.
All right, I might have to pull up now if they're giving away a free gun. Because I'm a gun guy, Ty.
Hey, Wiggy, come on. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a gun guy, so I might have to pull up.
Yeah. And Curtis, let me tell you something, because you're on the air and everybody know who Curtis is. Even if you're not a gun guy, say you're a gun guy. You don't want to leave your house open and stuff like
that's
that,
right.
Man. So, hey, Curtis,
Curtis
is a gun guy, everyone. Curtis is a gun guy. Do not stop over Curtis's house.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
He's more of a booby trap guy.
Like, well, just hold the trap. Ty, I don't know how I'm going to ask this question now, but anyway, I was just thinking about how crappy the offense is, like why they didn't put any money into it. Isn't it frustrating when you see these other teams, how there is no separation, there's no talent, the offensive line is porous. Like, why did they build the offense this poorly?
I have no idea, especially when you're going to, invest in a quarterback that high in the draft. I mean, you got to get some people to work with. You got to protect them, so I mean, that will get frustrating as a defense. Is like, you know, you're not moving the ball. You know, as a teammate, I'm like, who's going to go out there and get it on third down? We know what the tight ends can do. I mean, Hunter Henry is serviceable. He had a great job, but no one out there on that receiver scares you. They don't have nobody that can scare you. So I don't understand it either. I know we had salary cap money, didn't we?
Yeah, they had plenty of money.
Didn't we have a lot of money?
Yep, money wasn't the issue.
See, money wasn't the issue, and then I've heard about some of the trades out of you, but you got to go get your quarterback protection up front, and you got to give them somebody to throw the ball to. Like I said, everyone's in the NFL was good, but there's levels to even that. You got to get that man some help. You got to get Jacoby some help, and that may be why they're not playing Drake May right now, because they know that they can't protect him as well as they could, especially being a young guy, and you don't want to get him mentally shot and get him out of his game. Because sometimes you can't recover. So I get what Gerard Mayo is doing, but you got to get these boys some help, especially up front.
Ty Law is our guest. If you were Tua, would you keep playing?
You know what? From where I'm sitting now, and because what he already got, what, 150, 200 million? or whatever you get guaranteed. No one's going to say anything about it because we understand. But as a player, someone who wanted to compete, who's had injuries, I would probably say, if the doctors say I can play, I'm going to play. Oh, you know what I mean? Because this is our dream. This is what we want to do. I'm just saying, that was my mentality then.
Right.
Of course, you know, I have a $150, $200 million guaranteed contract. That might have changed my mind a little bit. But right. But as a player, Wiggy, you know, right. We want to play the game. You know what I mean? It's one thing of, getting a check and all that stuff, but we want to play the game.
Right.
And when we played, Greg, it was called getting your bell rung. We've seen stars all the time. It just wasn't called a concussion.
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean? So I know his is an extreme case, but as a player, we want to play, so that's going to be a decision that...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You might have to make him stop playing. The doctors might say you're done. And if the doctors say you're done, if you go back out there, I mean, you can lose your life. That might be a reality for him, or you will never be the same. And you're talking about when you have a wife and kids, you might have to shut it down because he's already financially secure. So when we played, it was a little bit different in the mentality, and we didn't have, you know, that option. We had to go out there and play. And if you're talking to me then, I'd have went back out there and played if the doctors said it was okay. I'm just saying that's just how we thought.
Right. All right. Most entertaining play of the game brought to you by Apex Entertainment. Experience the thrills at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro, where we will be once again this year for 24 lanes, the Ty Law Bowling event. I bet Matt Light will come this year.
Right.
Are you going to show up?
I'm always there. Okay. I showed up Saturday, I'll show up to any event Ty has. Okay.
That is November 20th. I hope
you join us.
Yes, what?
Yeah, hell yeah, we're going to be there. Yeah. We got to get Matt to come, too. Yeah, yeah. Matt, I'm gonna get on him today and make sure he's there.
Okay.
He got to come, man. Love Matt, man. Crazy personality, too, man. Matt is a funny dude, man.
What do you
I mean,
got?
He got it. So,
what do you got as the most entertaining play of the game?
I would have to go with the Jalen Polk touchdown. I mean, that's what I would go with.
Or Ramondre, like being tough into it.
Yeah.
Do we got to take the Patriots? Come on, y'all. Y'all being all nice. I know Gerard is our boy. Man, but damn, I mean, the most entertaining play was letting DK Metcalf just run down everybody, nobody even touched him. That's DK Metcalf. That was quite entertaining. I got a chuckle out of that because
You a damn fool for letting DK Metcalf standing out there, the fastest, biggest, gigantic dude on the field, and you just going to just let him run?
Yeah, that's one guy.
Come on, man.
Run free. That is one
You
guy.
Damn right. So yeah. That's pretty entertaining. That was actually comical.
Yes.
All right, Ty Law, as always, right. It is our pleasure.
Ty's going. I might see you down at Matt's event. Shoot me the address.
All right, man. All right, bro. Right. Hey, come on, man. Come on. We can. Hey,
where is it?
I'm looking at you, Wig. Hey, don't leave me down there. Come on, man. It's gonna be a few down there, but come on, man.
All right,
come on.
It's in Rhode Island.
All right, so maybe I have to get the address. It's like 30 minutes from here. It shouldn't be too bad.
Or you could take a gray bike.
No, I'll take
7 hours to get down there.
I'll drive my truck. It'll take me like 30 minutes.
All right, Ty. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, the great Ty Law.
I just need the Addy.
What?
I just need the Addy so I know where I'm going.
Address. Okay. Yeah.
What you wanted the
Addy? I thought you were looking for Adderalls.
No.
Okay.
Just the address.
Okay. Here is Tim. Hello, Tim.
My bad.
What?
Hey, guy. I need the address.
Hello. Hello.
I need an Addy.
Excuse me, guy. Do you have any Adderalls?
Could you give me the cross street that I know exactly where it is? Let me make sure. If there's a landmark there, please.
Could you please give me the exact speed limit on the highway that I'll be traveling upon?
If there, any chance you could get me the MapQuest.
Right.
That's true. Wiki asked for MapQuest.
Right.
When was that?
What's up, Tim?
Is that Route 59?
Ah. Tim.
Hello. Hey. Hello. I just want to get some proof that Wiggy goes to Matt Light's event.
I put it on my IG, at JWiggs85. Me busting off shots. Booyaka, booyaka, booyaka. Courtney, come on. You can bust off some shots with me.
I've never shot a gun before
in my life.
Are you
accurate when it comes to
I'm a good shooter.
Clays?
Yeah, I'm a good shooter.
I am as well.
Yeah, I'm a good shooter. I took
it's all that Call of Duty time.
Told you, when I was in Georgia, I took an archery class. And it was a shooting class.
An archery class?
Yeah, it was a shooting class.
Wow.
I shot an M60. Was the best thing ever.
Yeah. Wait, but did you do archery?
Yeah, and I shot bow and arrows.
Wow.
When I was at BC, I took a lot of shots.
All right, that's Ty Law. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.